First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Diana Vaniadas shares how her grandparents almost did not come to California.
The unlikely couple were gazing at the farmhouses clicking by when the train came to a screeching, unexpected halt. A police officer intercepted the westbound train from Wisconsin and stepped on board. May, a genteel schoolteacher, gripped the hand of the dark Greek immigrant 10 years her junior. The newly married couple had been keen to head to California in search of cheap land they had seen advertised. However, May's parents doubted George could provide for her in the way she was accustomed, so her father dispatched the police to bring her back. All eyes were on May, who quietly asserted she and George were in love and she was leaving of her own free will. The officer caved to May's resolve and let them go. The year was 1911. 4 years before, a Xenophone, age 22, had emigrated to the United States in search of America's promise. Following an argument with his father, he booked passage on a cattle boat, the accommodations hardly better than those of the cattle. Arriving at Ellis Island with $35 in his pocket and a new American name, George eventually made his way to Wisconsin to work in a candy factory. It was in English night class that he met May, his teacher. The daughter of a farmer and a future one were wed. The train eventually arrived in Northern California, where my grandparents, George and May, stepped out to a new life together.
Diana Vaniadas is a retired teacher and loves to paint. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.